Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you.
Hello, everyone. Tonight is Wednesday. Wait, no, tonight's Tuesday. I don't know why I'm trying to hurry up the week, because that means hurry up the week, but then you get to the weekend. Okay, but enough of that. So I'm excited. I'm more excited about this guest than I have been in a long time, because he's one of my favorites, even though on screen, I might have to, you know, single his low neck. But I'm serious. It's totally out of love. So, welcome, Will Andrews. And you guys know him. So, right now, he's playing Tigger back on Dental Hospital and AMC Days of Our Life. He has a new movie coming out. I don't have the date of that yet. And also, let's see what he's doing back in post office to stir up trouble for my boys. So let's bring him on.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
I'm great. First of all, you are adorable and handsome and cute. And what I mean by stingling you, not you as a person, just take it. I mean...
Well, that's okay. I love my haters. It means I'm doing my job right.
Don't get me wrong. I love you. I totally love you. I love that you're back on Dental Hospital. I love that you're mixing it up. I love it. But please stop calling Jason Anger Boy. And please be a little nice to Sunny, because he is going through his own little thing with Mike. So I think you need to cut my guy a little slack, my two guys a little slack. And I know you cannot tell me, but the cousin America is dying to know. Well, a couple of cousins. And if you can't answer, just say I take the fifth. But... I find it very coincidence, and I hardly believe in coincidence, said Sunday Corinthians, but I think you came back and put those right at the Marlboro heated up when the shooting came out. You know, Tigger was right back there. So my question is, are you on the good side of the law this time? Did Tigger somewhere take a left turn that we don't know about, and could I be on to something?
Well, did you watch today's show?
I mean, it's kind of suspicious. I mean, that you come back just at the biggest marble that we've seen in 4 or 5 years, he's up, and you're back, and we didn't even know you had a past with Jordan, which brings me to my next question. I feel the heat between Jordan and Tigger. I really feel you guys have great chemistry, number one. Number two, remember, you have Curtis to deal with, and I love Curtis. So, am I right about that? Because I just feel like you guys have this connection. And I don't know, call me crazy. I believe you have a kid right now on the canvas that you don't even know about.
What? Come on, girl. What are you talking about? I just got to plead the fifth over here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
know you love playing coy with me, but remember, I'm an investigator journalist at best, and I've been watching soap since I was 8. So the writing on the wall almost killed me that, you know, you and Zodin could have had a kid together for all we know. You know, you left in a hospital, what, 9 years ago?
17.
I mean, when you left, you know, when you were last playing the role, you left, what, 9 years ago?
17 years.
Okay. Oh, okay. Perfect. That goes to my whole thing because I know who your kid is.
Ooh.
If my timing is right and everything, I know who your kid is.
Because I have a kid.
I'm just guessing it's between you and Curtis right now. Dad could have this kid.
Curtis? No,
okay.
Who's my kid?
Trina.
Trina
is Jocelyn's best friend. We haven't seen her parents on number one. Number two, it would be a great storytelling if all matters, if they make you the kid's father, because she's best friend with Jocelyn, who is Sunny's stepdaughter. So it will make a very interesting storyline. So, and I know you cannot tell me how long you're back for. I mean, I hope you're back for, you know, a while, because I think you mixing up the canvas is great for everyone. Might not be that good for my boys, but I just want to also say, you are off screen, you and Monique Mo have a great friendship. And I'm a little jealous of you, and so is Maggie, because we are dying to read his book. And I have a feeling you already read, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have read the book.
If you haven't got it yet, you have to get it.
See, and I just want to tell you how brave you were coming out with your diagnosis and everything, with the bipolar and everything. And I think, like Mo, you're opening up the dialogue for mental health. And I really do appreciate that you did that. I think you were really brave and strong to do something like that. And I think with your facet of acting, it's going to help a lot of people out there. Like how Mo's, you know, helped a lot of people. I think you are going to help a lot of people, you know, with that. And I just wanted to tell you I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, my Christoph St. John was, did you ever know him? You know, he played Nero on Young and the Restless. And I just felt like when you came out, it just felt like I wish he got the help he needed. And when you came out, I was just so happy that you came out, and you were so honest, and I was so proud of you, and I'm so glad Mo has been there to help you. You know, I love him so much, Mo, for that, and respect him so much, Mo. And, yeah, I have to leave all the funding questions for Maggie, or she will have my little throat, but I just think that you're doing a great job on General Hospital. And what is the movie you have coming out, too? I want to let people know.
You know what? I got a couple things coming out that one is called, I forgot the name of it. You know what? Let me look at my email. I forgot what it's called. Hold on. Wait. I got, hold on, I'll tell you right now, 1 second. Hold on. Oh, yeah, Ex Gratia. Exgratia.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird sci-fi one, you know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but it would be a good departure from what you normally play. So, you know, I love seeing you in different kind of movies. And you also have, I'm going to mispronounce the name, but the Madeira family? Something like that? According to IB Pro, that's the other movie. It's coming out in 2020. There is no date on that yet, but
no.
I'm excited for it because I'm excited to see anything you're in, and I'm just, you know, excited that we have you back on our screens, even if you irritate me one day, but the next day you give me a fall back in love with you. I don't know how you do it. But just take my advice that you are doing a great job, and you know you belong there. You belong back at home. You belong at the new hospital. Yeah, everyone was excited about your return. Well, everyone was saying, "Oh no, take us back. Oh no, what's up, Sunny and Jason?" But it's very exciting, and since we have a limited time, I better bring on the co-host. So, like I said, I will be in trouble, and I don't feel like being in trouble today. And I'm going to bring on David next. Hey, David.
Hi, Will. How you doing?
Good, David. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. So, it's great to have you back on Jospo. You'll miss.
Thank you, man. I'm grateful to be back. It's in my opinion, it's the best show on TV. And, I'm grateful to get a second chance. And, it's awesome.
Yeah. I was just fans working on Days of Lives. You were great on there. On Days of Lives, you were great. On Days of Lives.
Thank you.
You were on Days for a while.
I was on Days for a little while, and then they changed. You know, that's what happens in soap sometimes. When the main people change, like the executive producer or the head writer, when that changes, a lot of times, unfortunately, especially if you're new on the soap, they're going to want to bring in their own characters and their own new characters. And so, that's kind of what happened with Days. I started on Days just before they made a big change with the executive producer and the head writer.
You were great. Also, my favorite movie, Born for July. You were bringing that, too. Born for July. That movie, Born for July.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, go watch the movie over and over again. But it's always nice talking to you, and please always come back anytime.
All right. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
Of course he will come back. Because, he wants to make Carly happy, and he has to. Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Rio, it's great to talk to you again, and it's great to see you back on GH.
Hey, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. And I just want to say I definitely miss you and the actors that have played Jaden on Days. But I wish the best of luck for both actresses that have played her. And it would be great to just maybe pop back up as a different character if General Hospital doesn't sign you to a full contract or doesn't keep you on there much longer. But either way, it's just great to see you back on General Hospital, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, this is, you know, what's cool, David, is, you know, if you remember, you know, back in the day, Taggart was pretty much one note, you know. It was like, I'm going after Sonny, I'm taking Sonny down, reading you your rights. It was pretty much a one-note character, but the way Taggart, the writers have done an amazing job, the way you're going to see Taggart is involved in several different storylines. He's got a lot of different levels and layers to play, and it's really rewarding as an actor. And you know, I think the champion supporters of GH are going to be very happy.
Yeah, I agree. It would be nice to get Marissa or somebody else to play Gia back on the show, because that would be great. Because I don't care if Marissa has to take time off of Blue Bloods or Reboot Bloods just to do that, but it would be great to see her back. But if it's somebody else, it would be great to just see her, because I'll warm up to her as much as I warm up to other recasts in the past.
Yeah, is she still on Blue Bloods, right?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She's doing a great job.
Carly, I think if you can get Marissa on the show, that'd be a great idea to talk to her, because that'd be a great idea. So I'll just see what David can do later on. But back to you, Rio. But it'd be great to have a Gia recast because of the busy schedule Marissa has over on Blue Bloods these days.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's going to be interesting in the next few months over in Port Charles, and I want to just say it's hopefully there'll be no more shootouts that we'll have to linger on for 2 weeks because of some BS political stuff or anything like that.
Oh my God, that was terrible. Oh my God.
Yeah. Cause,
seriously, who cares, dude? Seriously, who cares, dude?
Yeah.
We all know he wasn't going to get impeached anyway. So what? Why waste
our
time?
That's what I'm saying. But it was just kind of a waste of time. But hopefully, we won't have a situation like this come November with the election, where we have maybe a situation like this happening again, where Tag gets called up in late December or November. If this is it for you for now, and your return air date isn't until January, as we saw that. So hopefully it won't be nothing like this.
Yeah, let's hope, man. Let's hope.
Okay, but I'll let you go, and I'm sure Maggie or somebody else wants to talk to you, so have a good night.
Okay.
Maggie is dying to talk to him. So I will put you on hold, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Real. Hi, Curly. How you guys doing?
Good, Maggie. How you doing?
Hanging in there. I got two comments. Two comments. Mm-hmm. I love the scene that you did on Mo with the Instagram, sneaking into his house. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
No? Remember? You didn't see that? Oh, you got to see it. It is so funny with you sneaking in, and it turns out to be a Jew, which is great. And I'm so grateful you're back on GH where you belong.
Thank you.
But please don't hurt a hair on my Sonny's head.
Oh, come on. Nobody could hurt Sonny. Come on. You know that.
Thank you.
And we just be loved. So what's going on with you? What questions do you have?
What questions do I have? Well, I think you just answered them when I was listening before. And any other, like, nighttime TV shows you might appear on? Any pilots?
No, I don't have anything. I don't know if you knew this, but you know Maurice's wife, Paula, you know she's my agent.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes, she is. I know that.
Yeah, so she's an amazing agent, and she has big, big visions for me, so she wants you to be on one of those shows or some
mm-hmm.
big features or whatever. You know, I mean, for me, I don't worry about that, because God's got me, and wherever God wants to put me, he'll put me there. And that's that's where I am in my life right now. I believe that mm-hmm. with all my heart. But, you know, I will say that in my opinion, as mm-hmm. an actor, because I've done daytime, I've done nighttime,
mm-hmm.
I've done episodical, I've done movies, I've done it all. But, you know, the platform of soap operas, for me, because I'm a family man, is the best. Because, you know, you work Monday to Friday. You don't always work every day. It's like a 9-to-5 job. You go to the same place every day. You know what I mean? It's not like you, those other genres, you go different locations.
Mm-hmm.
You work 6 days a week. You work, you know, anywhere from 14 to 19 hours a day. It's just really not conducive to. So I really do like the daytime format, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like great because you're with your family that way. Because a lot of times you're on location for a certain amount of time, and I don't know, if I was your wife or your children, I would rather have you home with the soap opera.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, and that's why, unfortunately, a lot of, a lot of the actors that live in that genre of features or
mm-hmm.
episodical, you know, that's why a lot of breakups happen and stuff like that and infidelity because, you know, they go away 6-9 months at a time, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just not conducive. You know, some people don't care. Like if you're single or you don't care, who cares? But me, I enjoy my family. I like sleeping in my own bed. You know, I like, you know, cuddling with my dog. I like, you know, hanging out with my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I get it. That's totally what you mean. I do. Wow. I wanted to throw this back. I love it. But I have a warning for you. Watch out for Curtis.
Why? Tell me. What do I got to look out for? What's going on?
Curtis. Jordan's husband.
Why? What's up with him? Why do I have to look out for him?
He thinks you guys are having an affair or there was more to the story in the background.
Yeah.
And he's kind of spying on you.
Yeah.
So kind of watch your back. Yeah, watch your back.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Maggie. I don't think Taggart's really afraid. I don't think Taggart's really worried about justice.
Nah, that's true. But I want you back and I don't want you to get hurt.
We don't want you to get hurt, and we don't want you to be taken out by a guy who says this total line with Satan and Sunny. And, you know, if you want to go after someone for us, please go after Valentin. Please. He needs to be dealt with. He needs to be dealt with, and I think you and him would make a great scene. And I would just love it if Tager just, you know, throws them against the wall. Not please fidelity or anything, but just take care of Valentin for us because he's on my last move. And while you're at it, you can, you know, talk to Zach and, you know, I don't know, arrest him for something. Arrest Valentin and Zach. Why, Maggie?
I boil.
Hey, you're a cop. You are a cop. So, you know, cops have, like, you know, privileges. We love it that you're back on. Both of us, when we heard you were back on, we both were happy for you. And also, do you know if we are totally caught up after the impeachment, or do you know if we are still behind?
I have no idea, honey. Sorry.
I thought I would just ask because we did not have General Hospital for 8 days, and the fans were going crazy. And it wasn't it, Maggie? Wasn't it crazy?
Oh my God!
8 days.
I would think they would be behind.
I was in too. Today, Curtis is watching you with Jordan by the river.
What?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Curtis is spying on you. So I don't know what day you recorded that, but that's what showed today. That Jordan has to leave to go meet somebody, and Jordan's got his little green-eyed monster standing there. So,
that little bugger, huh? He's spying on me, huh?
Uh-huh.
That little bugger.
That's why I wanted to warn you.
Oh, my gosh. I better get my radar going. Look out
you
for
better.
Him.
Yeah, you know?
I better brush up on my kung fu. Kung fu fighting.
We're fighting. My era.
Yeah.
Well, and
good idea. Very
yeah,
good.
And
I'm so
please,
glad home.
Yeah, you know, please, if you can, would you tell Mo that her number, his number one fan is Maggie? She loves him like no one else. And if anyone besides me is calling her during a sunny moment, they get killed. But since I'm like her daughter she never had, I get away with it, but anyone else can't. So if you can tell Mo how much she adores him, you know, if it was up to her, Sonny, and you would be on every day of the week. Bye, Maggie.
That would be cool. Even with Taggart, that would be really cool if they could have more time
yes.
together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell them, so.
Oh, your half hour, yes. I really appreciate you coming on tonight, and we love you, and we're glad you're back home.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all, guys. And,
yeah, and
everybody,
please,
you can follow me on Instagram
mm-hmm.
at Rail Andrews and my Twitter
mm-hmm.
at Rail Andrews. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right,
and please come back. We want you to come back on the show. Please come back when the movie is out, but we can talk to you about it. But you can do promotion for the movie. We will really love hearing about the movie when it comes out. All your movies,
all
right,
right
thank
guys?
You. Thank you,
and God.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
Thank you so much, and have a great night.
You too, bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, that
hello?
Was,
get out of bed?
Is everyone on?
Hello?
Hi.
Bobby.
What movie? Yeah, coming out. What movie? Yeah, coming out.
Okay.
What movie? I didn't get the title or name of the movie.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm done, but apparently you didn't put me on mute. But I kept silent the whole time. So I didn't hear the buzzer go off.
You know, how did you like my first part of the interview, you guys?
Excellent.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
What's the name of the title of the movie? What's the name of the title of the movie that he had coming out?
Well, yeah. I mean, he has a couple of them. And,
The one you said. The one you said. The one you said. Coming out.
Yeah. We are going to be walking Daytime After Dark this week because Thursday we have A. Martinez here.
I look forward to that interview because I've been wanting to talk to him. I know a couple of years ago we had his daughter on when she was
mm-hmm.
on, I think it was either Days of Our Lives or, it wasn't Days of Our Lives, Young and Restless.
Young and Restless.
Yeah, I think she was on Young and Restless.
Mm-hmm, she was.
Yeah.
Because it was either Young and Restless or Days of Our Lives that she was on at the time.
Young and Restless.
Yeah, Young and Restless. So it's great to talk to him because it's been a while since last time, and I would love to, you know, talk to him since this would be the first time I would talk to him since the last
mm-hmm.
few times I've been either it haven't come on my schedule because of sleep or because
of work.
Yeah. So it's just great to actually talk to him at a reasonable time, Thursday. And
That's a good time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock East, 5 Carly time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good time. Then they can
but,
do what they want to do at night.
Oh,
so will you be?
But I forgot to mention to Rio that I will actually be seeing Wally on Saturday, and I don't know if if there's been any interaction either on Days or General Hospital between Tagger and Ned or Justin and the character that he was on Days.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait, you're seeing Wally
back
on
up.
Saturday?
In Myrtle Beach.
Back
in Myrtle
up.
Okay. Did you want to make me happy?
What's that? I'll just tell
okay.
you to say hi and you want and
you know what I want.
You should come
right?
back to the show.
I want you to tell Wally how much Cody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
he needs to come back on the show.
I'm
he's coming back on the show for your birthday. He's coming on the show for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that we are loving both Ned and Justin, right, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean,
they're doing
you
what
know,
they're supposed to do. It's just the writing, and they portray it.
Yeah.
You got a good writer. You got good material.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you a question because I know that you're a Seahawks fan, Carly, but you know that there's another football team in the Seattle area, and it's not the Washington Huskies. It's the Dragons of the SFL.
Of course I do.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want to become a Seattle Dragons fan or not, because that's something we got to talk about, because I haven't seen one of their games yet, but they have done pretty good this year.
Oh,
actually,
well,
because I think they lost to Washington and won the other night against it was either Tampa Bay or Dallas. I can't remember which.
Mm-hmm.
Team
I think it was Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them, AFL or NFL.
So you got to check out this version of the XFL, because I remember years ago there was a Chicago team in the first XFL, but no one wanted to take that league seriously because it was more like what Vince McMahon had with his other business, the WWE, at the time.
Exactly.
And now people are taking it more serious because it's more like the NFL, and people want some of the rules or some of the stuff that the NFL won't allow in the NFL.
Did anybody see the All-Star game? The NBA All-Star game? Did anybody get to see it?
No.
I didn't bother watching.
No.
I did see a little bit of the celebrity game at the place I was at Friday night, and I have to say, what is wrong with our boy Stephen A. Smith? I mean, come on. I don't agree with your views on First Take or your show, man, but please, don't take it out of the ref. I mean, come on, Stephen. I don't like sometimes some of the actions that Brick does because Sonny tells them as other people, but that doesn't make me a advocate against mob violence.
Exactly.
So,
I told
you. So lay off my man LeBron James and lay off the refs next time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, next year he's going to play, is what he's telling on First Take. He's going to be a player, and he can do it. And I said to myself, you're too short. Isn't he too short?
Also, we want to say today wasn't a good day in Hollywood because people passed away today.
I just found out one of some good times that passed away.
Megan, who passed away in the last couple hours?
No,
and
Dubai. Good time
and Dubai for good times.
Oh,
yeah.
Good times. Okay.
And Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the
from good times.
Well,
on
that.
Well, on
good time.
Yeah. 74 years old.
Who was the other one? There's two of them. Well, one lady passed
away. This was a TMZ prank at first when I thought that this was actually real. Because I was really just waiting TMZ on another job. That after what happened with Kobe and what happened with Kristoff, because it was more serious with those two than what with this one. I mean, I grew up watching Good Times, and I grew up, and every time I hear the theme to the Jeffersons, I think of one of them from Good Times.
And the theme song.
And now it seems like every time I'm listening to the Janet Jackson record, I'm going to think about the relationship between Penny and Wynonna as mother-daughter. That's why I'm going to have to do it from now on. And next time I listen to the Janet Jackson song, it thinks of Wynonna and Penny.
Me too.
No.
Good today.
Good.
And there was
Marcy Zay died this week.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to think of. Thank you.
Someone died. A mask died.
No, nobody in NASCAR died.
What?
Nobody in NASCAR died because Newman was in
critical condition. No, I'm not talking about
MASH.
I thought
you said
NASCAR.
Someone died
from there.
Mike.
And I don't know what's going on. Last week, you know, we had Cook Douglas a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then, not a good time for people to stop, behave for a moment. And
I just want to say one thing before we go off the air. What do you thought about Will giving it to Nell today? Because the first thing that came to my mind was, please either kill or put this woman in a coma. I can't say the B word, but woman in a coma, because because I was thinking the same thing would happen to Will that happened on days years ago with Mimi and Jan, where Mimi put Jan in a coma for almost 20 years until she got resurrected on the app.
On days. No, it was Lucas, and he's starting to remember about the accident. But the car,
I cannot wait
know.
For this baby fish to come out.
I'll check it out.
I can't hear what y'all saying.
I cannot wait for Brad, Julian, and Nell to go down. And I can't wait for Carly to be the sit down there. And I cannot wait for Jason and Sonny and kill Julian and kill Brad over this. You know, Brad might be spared because of Lucas, but I'm sorry, Julian knew what he was doing, and he knew it a week. This came out a week, and he knew for 2 years. So I know, David, he's your favorite guy and whatever, but he knew. He had knowledge of this. He had knowledge of this. They had loads on us. Thanks to you, okay? So I'm sorry, right?
He was a participant, not willing. I mean, not technically. He can't always participate. Not, yeah, so.
I want Julian to go back and Charlie. I love Charlie.
I want him with what's his name? Assets. I want him with Alexis back together. Get rid of Neil, the old guy.
Favorite doctor, Neil. That's what I want to
look. And speaking of women who I wish I would never want to see again, or was in prison, or something bad happened to her, does anyone get this whole Gabby and Eli being married thing? Because I'm not buying this one bit now. Now, I kind of fell for the stuff on Gabby.
I'm behind.
But
I'm not
falling. I'm not falling for it. Because I'd rather see Ronnie with Elon than Gabby.
And I want to say that I'm sick of dump partying all these people. And, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. This man is out of control, I tell you. You know,
What do you think about Sharon with Young and Restless? Do you think she's going to beat breast cancer?
Oh, she's doing a great job. I see Emmy on a picture.
Right.
Emmy.
Right, but remember,
Emmy.
It was one day that when Cassie came back to visit her last week that we had somebody who shall not be named broke in.
We, Maggie, we are not that lucky. We are not that lucky. I was there, and come on, we are not that lucky. You know? You know, I would love to see Sharon go down.
Not much I can
do. There's like no thing I want more than anything to see Sharon Kate, you know, not beat this. Only because I've never liked you. Why, Maggie?
Right. I like her name.
Like
character.
Well,
and
I might be the only one
and before you text me, David, before you text me, I mean. Okay, I'm the only one that doesn't like her, okay? Maggie doesn't like her either, so Maggie should be mean too. Okay, so before you get on set about this.
Yeah, and at least Cassie came back to visit her from beyond the grave. And I like Cameron a lot because she reminds me a lot of what Robin was on General Hospital. Kimberly was from 1984 till 2012 off being on frequently and then off and on until last year when she announced her retirement.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying Cameron will go that same route, but I'm thinking she might end up in a couple of years being like him.
That's what I'm thinking. She might come back maybe for an episode or two. You know, I wish she would. Just, but the bigger one is Luke said, I would call him, he would be back. Arrivederci. That's what it means. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it time he calls the family or does something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a phone call. He could call his family. Because he doesn't know about any of this happening. And put Lulu in there. Oh. And Dante, please, Donna, come back as yourself.
Well, the way I look at it right now, they can hire either Casey Moss, Gray Smith, or Chandler Mansey, now that they're free agents from Days, to play the role of Dominique. Or just get him to play the role. I don't know if he might be too old for that role, but I think that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're free agents.
He's not a paisan. No. Just like Stephen McCall. I think he's an excellent actor, but he's not Stefano.
Well, yeah, he's not Stefano, and they should have never done it, and they were wrong.
That's stupid.
But we have a minute left in the show, and we have a show on Thursday, and Maggie and I will make a determination if we have a show on Friday. Right, Maggie? We haven't made that decision.
I'll probably call him, but I won't have Wally Kirk joining me because I'm not in the same hotel room with him. I'm not going to sit in the hotel room, same hotel as him. But I can't call you.
And Bobby, remember,
Saturday morning.
Bobby, remember, is David job to tell you when your show is, right, David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, David, all I'm saying is just let me know before 10 a.m. Eastern time, my time, on Friday, if we're going to do a show or not, so I can be prepared to do it from Myrtle Beach or not, with or without a guest.
Okay, well, let's go now because I want to have my voice for A. It would be really bad if Corey did.
Hey.
I mean, Corey,
thank you again, real.
Corey did not have a voice for A, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Because we got to ask him to let his daughter come on the show, too. Because I really miss her.
So
I really liked her.
We do.
Yeah. And have
I'll
a good night.
We'll be back on Thursday.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, Connie. Goodbye, Maggie.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Later.